Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today is mild and sunny across most of the region. In Jerusalem, clear skies and gentle breezes make for a pleasant day. Tel Aviv enjoys similar conditions, with temperatures rising comfortably. Meanwhile, Haifa will experience a mix of sun and clouds. Here are today's headlines. First, in Lebanon, they are monitoring the secret battle of the IDF. Reports from Walla 6 hours ago indicate that Israel is determined to conquer Hezbollah's stronghold at any cost. Also, President Ayoun says Israel-Lebanon talks are progressing. The Jerusalem Post reported earlier this hour that Israel won't remain on a single inch of Lebanon, according to Lebanese President Joseph Ayoun. Also this hour, IDF troops fired on a Hamas sniper near the Gaza ceasefire line. Inet reported this occurred under new rules that limit offensive actions. Separately, the economic war against Iran continues. Israel Hayom reported 6 hours ago that Washington waits for Iran's economic collapse while Tehran is restoring its missiles and nuclear capabilities. And finally, Iran appoints an Umayyad bombing suspect to its National Security Council. According to the Forward, this is the second time this year Iran has made such an appointment. Reaction has been swift on social media. Balaz News posted just minutes ago about the ongoing search for an Israeli mother and daughter missing in Europe. Authorities in Israel, Austria, and the Czech Republic are coordinating efforts, with no indication of terror involvement. Middle East 24 reported that Syria's former ruler Bashar al-Assad has been sentenced to death for crimes against humanity. Al Arabiya English shared earlier that former U.S. military diplomat Brent Sadler believes Trump is fed up with Iran negotiations. He suggests Trump will let economic pressure build before re-engaging. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, Walla reports that Israel's military aims to dismantle Hezbollah's strategic tunnels. These tunnels are said to extend into Israeli territory, posing a significant threat. The outcome of this operation could alter the balance of power in the region. Turning to diplomatic developments, the Jerusalem Post notes that President Ayoun's comments come amidst a backdrop of ongoing negotiations. These talks focus on maritime borders and security arrangements. A successful deal could ease tensions between Israel and Lebanon. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on the IDF's response near Gaza marks a shift in military engagement. The new rules reflect a more cautious approach, prioritizing defensive measures. This move might affect future interactions along the border. In earlier reporting from Israel Hayom, the economic pressure on Iran remains intense. The commentary suggests that while Tehran rebuilds its capabilities, Israel must assess its security posture. This situation underscores the complex geopolitical dynamics involving Iran. And finally, the Forward highlights Iran's controversial appointment. The suspect is linked to the 1994 Amiya bombing in Buenos Aires. This decision could strain Iran's relations with countries seeking justice for past attacks. On the economic front, first, Tech reports that Israel has a $6 billion fiscal buffer due to a surge in tax revenues. This unexpected financial cushion has sparked discussions on its allocation. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that small businesses are facing disruptions in global trade. Geopolitics and AI are cited as major factors in this survey, covering 20 countries. And finally, Mardiv Business warns of Europe's lag in space technology. The European Space Agency anticipates a demand peak for satellite launches by 2030. This could impact Israel's own space technology ambitions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.